Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Next Normal on Resource Center. I'm Audrey Raj. Now, in this new series, we explore the next normal in all things related to the world of business. And on this episode, we're going to be focusing on customer experience and what's next in omnichannel customer support. Now, the reason we're discussing this is because, well, COVID-19 has left us with more questions than answers. Just think about it. How many times have you been tempted or forced to contact customer support at your bank, TNB, your condo management body, your gym, your telco provider, or even just your favorite e-commerce store over these last few months? And for each of these businesses, you may approach them differently, some via chat, some via email, some via phone or text. Now, amidst these trying times, consumers have found that they have more questions than ever, and they have time to seek out answers to those questions. And serving at the front line of corporates during this time, an efficient contact center has become the core of many business operations. Many of them have quickly shifted their team to operate remotely via cloud deployment as well, you know, during these lockdowns. So to talk to us about the next generation of cloud contact centers and how businesses can build connected customer experiences across all stages of the customer journey and do that at scale, we have with us on the show today, C.S. Gill, Country Manager at InfoBip Malaysia.
Okay, thank you for having me, Audrey. My name is Gil and I'm the country manager for InfoBip. And InfoBip is the global leader in messaging. We are headquartered in the UK, but we originally started out of the coast, the Mediterranean coast in Croatia, and back in 2006 with SMS. So from that tiny, tiny town in Croatia, we grew with global connectivity, and we set up our operations here in Malaysia back in 2010. So this is our 10th anniversary. Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to InfoBip.
Yes.
So I want to start with customer expectations. Now, how much did the customer journey with regards to contacting a call center or contact center change during these lockdowns that we've seen across the globe?
Okay, this is actually an interesting question. With InfoBip, perhaps the most of last year, we launched our WhatsApp solution. We're official partners with WhatsApp as one of the OTT players. So we launched that to all our enterprise customers, and most of them were rolling this out. And together with that, we built some SaaS solutions. So one of it is a cloud-based contact center solution, and another one is Answers, which is a chatbot, where there's no coding involved and you drag and drop and you can build a chatbot. So it complements that channel. And things were going as usual in Malaysia with a lot of evaluations with our banking clients and our enterprise clients. And then COVID hit. And when COVID hit, this is when the vulnerability was there. A lot of people who had environments which were very secure suddenly now have to close their contact center. And how do you continue your business to support and ask your staff to work from home at the same time? So during this COVID, what we discovered is acceleration with the customers to move the projects forward. In fact, we had customers lining up telling us we needed this yesterday. Can we just get through the red tape and can we just launch? And that's the good thing about a cloud-based contact center, because you just pay per seat. So it's not buying a contact center. It's all subscription-based. You know, and you can get 5 seats, you can get 500 seats. It's really flexible to scale up. So during this trying times, it was indeed very interesting for us, and we've been very busy trying to support our customers to move from an on-premise contact center to a cloud-based solution.
So I guess while all other contact centers were, I guess, struggling with the joys and the struggles of working from home, InfoBip did fairly well because you guys were pretty much prepared.
Yes, all our systems are online. In fact, now being August, our office is still closed and we're all still working from home, somewhat unfortunately, because a lot of us are longing to go back to the office. But we don't need to. All our systems are online. But yeah, this was really something that was unexpected from us with our customers. No one saw it coming. So a lot of times last year, the conversations were about security. Is cloud safe? How do we do it? We've already invested a lot of money. We have a full-fledged contact center solution. But during this pandemic, they realized how vulnerable they were. How that as secure and safe as it was not keeping up with times. And this is not the last pandemic that's going to hit us, you know. So a lot of CEOs, a lot of CIOs are now rethinking their processes, reevaluating their systems and seeing how can they be more flexible for their employees as well as deliver that quality of service to the customers. So our launch of our conversations module was really, really timely, I think.
All right, we'll come back to conversations in just a bit, but I want to know more about what entails a full-fledged contact solution.
Okay. Well, a contact center solution basically can be as simple as let's focus on chat with WhatsApp because that's really popular. You know, today with some of our clients, you can order a pizza over WhatsApp. They are sending insurance policies over WhatsApp. They're doing lots more. You're having 3D views of properties over WhatsApp. So this is the WhatsApp API. It's an official channel and where you can build on that channel a great customer experience. True that. So traditionally, everyone's gone through a call center where you need to call, press 1, press 5, press 6. Your call's really important. Please wait. And you're physically getting more angry as you wait.
Yeah.
A chat is not as intrusive because you self-navigate yourself through a chatbot. And if the chatbot can't serve your purpose, you get parked to a live agent and the agent seamlessly takes over the conversation. You ask your question. Your life is not on hold. It moves on and then ting and you go and see your answer. And you can set that expectation with that customer that you'll be attended to in the next 5 minutes. So a customer is not sitting there looking at his phone and waiting.
Right.
So customer experience becomes a lot more pleasant. And I think this is the future, you know, where we will see a lot more voice call centers moving over to chat.
All right. So let's come back now to conversation. So what I understand is it's a scalable digital cloud contact center solution that enables businesses to deliver omni-channel support for customers through one single interface for agents. So you're managing things like Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, live chat, also phone?
Yes, also phone. So it's all interconnected. So let's say I'm a customer and I talk to you over your website. And then later on, I talk to you over WhatsApp. Now, both these conversations would merge as me as the customer, and the agent would be able to see the history of what I chatted with you over the website and what I chatted with you over WhatsApp. And I don't need to re-ask those questions. My interactions with the chatbot as well can be seen. So, you know, when the agent takes over the conversation, he knows the history. And with that history, he can just seamlessly continue that conversation. Also, you need to have different teams managing different business units.
Okay.
So, for example, in a bank, opening of a new account is a distinct group of people. Credit cards or loans might be different groups.
Yeah.
So the contact center solution based on the chatbot is intelligent enough to assign the chat to these different groups. We also have sentiments, so we are tracking the conversation. If someone is using a certain type of language or typing in caps or putting angry emojis, we would detect this sentiment. And that chat can then be auto-assigned to someone who is more senior. And with that, we have the analytics for the supervisors or the management. How much conversations are you doing? How many chats are you solving? What's your time to solve a chat? You know, what's the waiting time? Information like that. And it can be automated. So even the supervisor on the floor is able to know that, hey, you know, this chat is gone past 10 minutes and nobody's picked it up and assign it to someone.
So at the top of the show, Gil, you mentioned that some enterprises have already started using conversations. But is this also feasible or is this also adaptable for small businesses?
Yes, I think it's perfect for small businesses. SMEs have traditionally been left out of the big picture because it's expensive. Investing in a chatbot costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. You need to get an AI chat guy to come in to build it for you. And once it's built, if you want to change it, you've got to call him to come in and it's man hours again, right? So for us, it's a low entry cost because it's all subscription-based. You have control over your chatbot. You essentially build your own chatbot because there's no coding involved. So for our customers, the people who built the bot is not IT, but it's the business users.
Right.
They understand the flow. And they built the bot by just dragging and dropping the whole conversation throughout that bot. So it's a low entry cost, and it just, you know, costs a few thousands of dollars, not hundreds or thousands of dollars to get started. And then as your business scales, you can scale up. Now, working with a company like Infobip, where you have an omni-channel solution, this also future-proofs you as you grow globally. So today, if you're in Malaysia and you're looking at a chat that's coming from your website and WhatsApp, and that should be enough for you. But let's say you start scaling and growing and you're expanding to Thailand. Now, in Thailand, you'd need Line. Or if you expand to the Philippines, you'd need Viber. So working with an organization that has all these chat applications integrated in becomes seamless rather than looking for different vendors in different markets, right?
Right. Okay. Very interesting. We're going to need to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we discuss changing technology landscapes and how SMEs should plan for their digital transformation. Gil from Infobip will be right back on The Next Normal, BFM 89.9.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The Next Normal on Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio today is C.S. Gill, Country Manager at Infobip Malaysia. Now, Infobip is a global cloud communications platform that has been enabling businesses to build connected customer experiences across all stages of the customer journey at scale. Now, Gil, just before the break, we were talking about conversations. Now, I understand at the end of 2019, Infobip had showcased the conversations solution during the 6th Customer Experience Summit. And I understand that about 500 enterprises got to try out conversations. So maybe you can tell us what their feedback was like.
Oh, okay. Thank you. This happened toward the end of last year. Infobip, we joined the Contact Center Association of Malaysia, and we participated and launched this during that CX event with 500 enterprises having hands-on experience over this solution. The feedback was generally positive. The flavor of the market from last year on the ground was WhatsApp. So WhatsApp API was out, and a lot of enterprises were looking on what is this all about and how can we leverage on this and how do we make it work. So just having a channel by itself is not a complete solution, because then you need to build a contact center solution, or you need to integrate this, and that becomes expensive. You need to get a chatbot guy to come in to build a chatbot for you, and that becomes really expensive. So a lot of enterprises were confused, had even shelved the project due to budget constraints, and were wondering where do they go. So when they saw our solution and the low entry cost to come in, and we how easy it is to use, and you could try out the chat. We had a QR code where you could scan and you can start chatting with our bot and with our live agents, and our personnel there were answering those chats, and they could see the whole flow and see a working solution. And understand that to have this solution deployed in their environment would cost next to nothing. And it's not about hundreds or thousands of dollars. So that made sense. The take from last year with the deployments that we did is the solution does not need to be perfect. The solution needs to launch. And as you launch, you learn. And as you learn, you can tweak it because you have control over the whole solution. I think this is critical.
So maybe you can give me an example of how Conversations has been doing a better job than the old school ways of doing things.
Okay, I've got a great example here from one of our pioneer pilot customers from last year. So it was an insurance company, and what they did is they launched this travel insurance. So they got a SIM card, they put it in a tablet, and they advertised this mobile number, and they said, anywhere in the world, if you need to make a claim, just WhatsApp us. It worked really well till it started getting popular. They were getting like 200 claims coming in a day to this one tablet with no off switch, no auto reply. And then customers are asking something, and if you don't reply, they're going, hello, hello, hello. And it was a mess. So what we got from them is we migrated them to the official WhatsApp APIs. We built a chatbot, So we can streamline that customer journey. So if you need to make a claim, what type of claim, what are the documents you need to prepare? And when the customer was ready, we connect them to an agent. So they could have then multiple agents entertaining these claims. Customers are groomed. They understand what they need to provide. They take a photo. They submit these documents and the claim gets processed. So this is how we piloted it, and we started it with small. Today, this insurance company is doing this company-wide. So it's for travel claims, it's for claims on car insurance, it's for multiple claims, it's for even to get a policy. So, you know, this is how you could start something small and then scale it up.
So I want to talk about the tweaks that most probably would have needed to happen during MCO and with the lockdowns that have happened all over this region. Like, were there extra tweaks to cater to customer demand or to enhance customer experience during the lockdown period?
Oh, yes. During the lockdown, what are your operating hours that are changing? What services you can provide, you can't provide? All of this information needed to be conveyed to the customer. So again, when you have control and when you can just log into a portal and change and add new flows, that makes it really simple to do. In fact, we are also, as part of our CSR projects, teaming up with the Ministry of Health. Mm-hmm. So we launched the WhatsApp and a chatbot for them in Malaysia, as well as globally with various other Ministry of Health, so that to give the general public feedback on the latest for this COVID-19. So it's that easy to do.
Is there a need now to have cloud-based contact center solutions as we're moving into recovery and in a world where we've beaten COVID-19? Will we still need these cloud contact centers?
Yes, I think organizations now understand and see the importance of having this due to flexibility. What's next, especially most of our clients are banks and FSIs here in Malaysia. So having a contact center in the cloud is okay. But the next challenge is how do I verify that customer? Hmm. Moving forward, right, banks now don't really want you to walk into the bank. Do you want to have limited contact with your customers? And all organizations are like that.
And I think customers also would like to not visit the bank
exactly,
as much as possible.
Right? So how can you verify a customer? How can you maintain that high level of security while having this contactless possibility? Mm. So what we've developed and just launched is a biometric solution for eKYC.
Okay.
So we can do it over facial recognition or as well over voice recognition. So imagine now the customer journey where I go to WhatsApp or a website and I'm looking at a product or I want to open an account. Traditionally, I have to come to the counter. I have to bring my ID card and you have to see me. Those days you even need to take my fingerprint, right?
Yes.
Before you can open an account. Today, I can do this digitally. So how it works is you take a picture of your IC. In certain countries where the IC is NFC enabled, you just put the phone over the ID and it can grab the data. But here you take a picture of the ID and then you've got to take a selfie. And in that selfie, you've got to smile or you've got to look a certain way so that they know it's a human. And then the system would then have markers to match the two. So I could have beard in my ID photo and I'm now clean shaven. That's irrelevant.
Nice.
So it's able to match and give you a percentage. Okay, this is a 95% match and I've been verified as an eKYC and I can then proceed to open a bank account. Mm. So this, I think, would be the next stage for those people. Building on a conversation, a live chat with an agent, and then adding biometrics into that solution to complete that puzzle.
I also want to talk about business outcomes. Coming back to SMEs, coming back to small businesses, how can these offerings help them with their business outcomes?
Because of the low entry costs, you can try it out. WhatsApp, for example, in Malaysia, with a population of 30-something million, has 22 million active subscribers.
Mm.
We all know this. We've all got WhatsApp, at least one or two accounts. So the question used to be, not so long ago, everybody needs to get a mobile app. But now what you find is the consumer does not want to download
another app. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But everyone's got WhatsApp in the phone. I don't want to talk to my insurance company every day. But that insurance company would sit in my WhatsApp with my family and friends. And at the time when I need to talk to him, I can just search and start that conversation. It's the same with the pizza company. You know, they've got an app, they've got it on the website, you can call them to order a pizza, but they still want to be on WhatsApp because it's that easy to use, right?
Mm.
Yeah, so SMEs need to leverage on this as a channel of communication.
All right, just before we go, Gil, let's talk about the changing technology landscape and how SMEs should plan for their digital transformation with concern to their contact center solutions. In terms of resource planning and infrastructure readiness, do you have any advice for business owners on this front?
Yes, look around, you know, think carefully about what you're investing in. It does not need to be large infrastructure. You don't need to buy a full-fledged solution. I think the future is subscription, the way to go. So it's an easy entry, an easy way to scale up, and flexibility as you grow in different markets. So these would be the three key points that I would focus on. So think carefully on your thought process to future-proof yourself.
All right. Gil, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And for our listeners out there who are keen to learn more about Conversations or some of your other solutions at InfoBip, where can they go?
Do drop by to our website, www.infobip.com.
All right. I've been speaking with C.S. Gill from InfoBip Malaysia. Now, if you missed out on any part of this conversation, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, and on the BFM app in just a few minutes. And while you're there, go check out our previous episodes on a whole bunch of things that are changing in the world of business today, like hybrid events, digital banking, and many, many more. Now, The Next Normal will be back again same time next week on Resource Center to discuss how you can stay ahead of the curve in this new business environment we find ourselves in. Till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.